coffin of hope, I cheat destiny just to be near you. And if this is giving up, I'm
good evening, everyone, and welcome to Take Point 22 right here on the Trim Radio Network. And tonight our guest is Jerry Hall with Karen and myself. Anyway, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. But if you come on over to Trim Radio Network, where we broadcast live all over the world, and you can buy merchandise, you can message us. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is let us know. We'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others, and any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. This song right here, Wreck of the Day, Anna Nalick, covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658, and we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You could call in, just no cussing, no cursing. And with it, we're going to get right at it, folks. So, Karen, how are you? And Jerry, how are you?
Karen, go ahead.
I'm doing well. It's a little rainy here, but doing very well.
Rainy in Anchorage, Alaska? Whoa.
Oh, no. I'm in Maryland.
Oh, Anchorage, Maryland. Okay, I'm sorry. I look at
Anchorage. Yeah, I live in Southern Maryland. My number is Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa, we got somebody way out of there.
No, if it was raining in Alaska, it means that it's very warm.
There it is. Alaska.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the snow has set in. So anyway, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of stuff going on with the veterans and what they're talking about with this new debt bill. So Kevin McCarthy has proposed this, so we do not exceed. We want to try to curb this debt ceiling problem. The problem we have is we have no control over spending that we have right now. So the government has spent so much money. We're already at $31.4 trillion in debt. And we have a debt ceiling coming up June 1st. And it is really going to damage our credibility as a country, our credibility in a lot of other ways. And how do we get out of this mess? And how do we do it without hurting the little guy? And is it possible?
The reality of it is we can't help but hurt somebody. And the problem is, you know, we have gotten this spending is just so ridiculous. It's, nobody lives like that in real life.
Well, the problem that I have with one part of the bill is this. Anytime that they talk about cutting anything for veterans, programs or anything else, is to me a kiss of death, because first of all, there's 20 million veterans out there that have served, 9 million are receiving care. Out of 20, 9 million are getting benefits and receiving care and trying to be taken care of as best as they can. And I happen to be one of those 9 million. So trying to get to the VA, and if they can't do it under 30 days, of course, Trump made that law a few years ago. Okay, then you have to put them to an outside source. So if that's the spending that they're thinking about cutting, or the benefits that they're cutting on the veterans, is really going to hurt the 9 million that are getting care, because the VA is not equipped. They are ill-prepared. They're not equipped. They have run-down facilities. The staff there is just unprepared. They're trying to hire more and more. And you know what?
I have a question to ask you. Do you know for a fact that really that bill entails cutting veteran benefits? Do you know that for a fact?
Well, yes, it did have it in there. And that's what I was trying to find the article where it was in there. But yes, it does have it in there. But it does say this too. There's an exclusion to it. They're keeping it at pre-2022. existence. You know what I'm saying? So what does it really cut? Does it mean that there's just going to be no increases? Does it mean that there's going to be, you know, they're just not going to improve anything else? They're just going to hold it at a standstill? Those things are not being defined by Kevin McCarthy. And I think that, you know, I understand he wants to bring this guy to the table. And he wants to talk about it. The problem is, this president doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to speak a lick. But he spent so much money. I mean, we're in this hole. So how do we get out of this hole that's not only going to benefit everybody, but we promised things and he did things. You know, this guy has invoked.
Okay, I've got everything that I just pulled up, what they're wanting to do. And it doesn't appear to be any veterans. Here's what it says. Limit federal spending. The bill would set federal discretionary spending to $1.47 trillion during the next fiscal year. Claw back COVID money. The bill would rescind all unobligated COVID relief money from six bills enacted in 2022. The changes would reduce spending by $30 billion over the next decade. Target the IRS, okay?
I like that. House
began their tenure in the major bypassing a bill that would rescind nearly $71 billion that Congress is providing for the IRS. Block student loan relief, like I told you.
I like that one.
Okay? Then going after renewables. Republicans are seeking to repeal most of the tax breaks that Democrats passed in the party line vetoes votes last year that sought to produce production. McCarthy argues that the tax breaks distort the market and waste taxpayers' money. White House says the tax credits are leading to hundreds of billions of dollars in private sector equity. Work requirement. One of the key elements of GOP will be expanding work requirements for recipients of federal cash and food assistance, you know, and which is means Medicaid. And those benefits are cut back. The bill would apply to the requirements of those aged 50 to 55. In addition, the bill would apply work requirements to able-bodied adults without dependents in Medicaid, the federal state program that provides health insurance. Okay. Fossil fuel boost. The debt limit package includes legislation House passed earlier this year that aims to increase domestic production of oil, natural gas, and coal. And then increase the debt limit to $1.5 trillion. So by increase it by that's it. So that's it. That's not much.
But it's the wording that's inside of the wording, especially the first part. So that's where I was reading about it, was what was in the first part when they were talking about it, and that was what it was, is reducing or, you know, holding off on the veteran stuff. And they need to leave the veterans alone, period. And it was in there. I was reading it today. And they need
to. I don't see
it. Yeah, and, well, they're getting called out on it. But the thing that I say is it's a lot of voters. I mean, 20 million right there, that can make or break an election. It really can. If it comes down to what it is, I have no problem. The student debt forgiveness thing was the most asinine, ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. Okay?
Okay. Here's what it says right here. The GOP plan to raise the debt limit does not explicitly cut veterans programs.
Now it's saying it does not. Okay. Now what I read today, it did. But they were taking a lot of heat. They were getting letters from a lot of the veteran groups talking to Kevin McCarthy. They were getting a bunch of letters from him and people wanting to come and speak to make sure that it's not going to hinder veterans in this, you know, at all. They're trying to prevent that. So, and I understand that they know there's no way this thing is even going to get past a liberal Senate to begin with, a Democratic-led Senate. So much so that the Senate's already trying to come up with ways to bypass and raise the debt limit without McCarthy's thing anyway. They're already trying that. So this ongoing war or whatever that they have, we can't just keep raising the debt limit. We can't keep going down that road. it's not beneficial to anybody, let alone us. I mean, because we're the ones paying for everything.
It's an easy out is what it is. That's plain and simple. It's an easy out. Raise the debt limit. You know, and everyone has a situation. And I can tell you that, like, you know, they want to make a work requirement for Medicaid. But when they do that, they also have to take that into consideration for the income limit.
Well, you know, here's the point. They're trying to get people that can work off of Medicaid, because quite frankly, there's a lot of people out there. I was on a grand jury in Houston, Texas for 3 months. And part of our job was to prosecute Medicaid fraud. And Medicaid fraud is so prolific. We had 13 grand juries, and each grand jury in Harris County, Houston alone, each jury prosecuted $100 million a year in Medicaid fraud. That's $1,300 million in Medicaid fraud in one county in the United States.
And I agree.
So when you're talking fraud, what kind of fraud are you talking? Are you talking like
people that are collecting money that can work that should be on Medicaid in the first place? The fraud usage by the medical industry for billing for Medicaid when they shouldn't be billing. You know, you've got the billing aspect, the usage aspect of it. It goes rampant in all different directions. So you include the doctors, the nurses, the hospitals, the individuals. So it's just massive. The thing that, you know, is out of control is there's no control on it, and there's no monitoring of it. So it just goes rampant. You take it into consideration. In Florida alone, one of the biggest welfare fraud recipients was Rick Scott, who is now a senator. He was a governor of Florida, and he was charged with Medicaid fraud, medical billing fraud. And guess what? He's now a senator.
There is a flip side to it, because I know people that have gotten on it and they have serious conditions and they can't afford to even go to a doctor.
That's where it's wrong. People that are really in that situation need to be taken care of. It's the people that are stealing from that process that is, you know, it's like anything, you know, everything can be meant to be good until it gets abused. And then you've got that abuse factor that people are taking advantage of the people that really need it and deserve it.
And you know, the other thing is okay, so the SNAP program, and here it is. Do you realize, and it's not for me to mention who this person is, I've watched them fill out, them and their son, I've watched them fill out paperwork after paperwork after paperwork every month, job listings and everything else where they try to get a job, even though they can't do the job because they have severe injury, okay? But they still have to fill out this paperwork and able to get like $300, $400 in food stamps. They would never make it on their own. And I know this for fact. They would never make it on their own, okay? They can't even pay to see the doctor, let alone all the tests and everything else. And then by the time that you go in to prove it, to try to get disability for Social Security, to give you an idea, my illness is debilitating to where it's progressive. It's never going to get better. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse, which it has. And Social Security, even though I'm 100% with the VA, turned me down for disability to where now I have to appeal it with another person, okay? And I still am going to work and trying to do part-time, just a couple hours a day, just to try to keep moving. But I can't, and I'm making mistakes at work because my hands don't work well anymore. My body doesn't work well anymore. And it's like, hey, you know, my eyes aren't as good. So, you know, these things, and you're fighting this group, that their first thing is denial. But then on some folks, it's the same thing with the VA. How many times, Karen, have we seen people cheat the VA, and we ask ourselves, after it took us 8 years to get our benefits, how the hell do they do this? How do they do this? And they do it for so long.
I mean, I'm in Maryland, and you know, my family, but my husband is on Medicaid. My son is under rare and expensive medical. He has a genetic disorder, and they have income limits, right? There's no way that even if I was making $150,000 a year, I could afford my son's medical care and his food. And
well, and that's what it's all about. It's for people that really need it and deserve it. That's the catch. But the problem is, you know, for every person like you, there's 10 out there abusing the system.
With unemployment.
And taking money that should go for you, more money that could go to you to help you out. You know, these other people don't care about that. They'll sit out there and sit at home all day long claiming they're, you know, should be on Medicaid. And yet they, you know, you really look at their lifestyle, they shouldn't be on Medicaid.
But is the answer cutting it? Is that the answer? The
answer is absolutely interviewing the people and verifying, you know, and verifying that they're absolutely, you know, in need of this. Okay. The problem is you sign up and, you know, and then you're on it. And then what happens when some of these people get better? They never try to go off of it. They want to stay on it for the rest of their lives, and they shouldn't be. It should be an interim fix so that they can get well, get back on their feet and get going again. And people like you, Karen, deserve it. I mean, you need it and should deserve this, and are not getting more benefits that you could use.
It amazes me, you know, you're saying there's fraud, and I believe it because I see it with my own eyes when I go in to recertify and able to get it, but it wasn't easy getting it, and they keep very good track. You have to recertify
every month.
How do these people do this?
Because it's like every month, because, you know, and
they keep such a close eye on me. I mean, I have to prove this and that, and, you know, and I'm lucky I don't have to do that more than once a year. And I think it's because of my son's condition. But,
well, it's shameful that you don't get more benefits. That's the same shameful part of it. When you know full well there's people out there that don't deserve it that are getting it. And that's what makes me mad. When I was running for Congress, that was one thing I was going to propose, is that the people really that are obviously in need of it should get it. But the people that obviously don't need it should be cut off the rolls and made to, you know, take care of themselves.
So basically what you're saying is the system sucks as it is, so we need to revamp it.
And exactly.
Okay, so that's different than cutting it, you know.
Yeah, no, chopping I wouldn't cut it. I wouldn't cut the benefits. I'd rearrange them and reallocate them to the right people.
Okay, because the way I look at it is, this guy is up there in office, and I'm sorry. I don't like him. He's a putz. Half schmuck, half putz. And, you know, the thing is, and I hate to say that, but he is. You want to promise all these people, hey, all these kids should get free education and this and that. And when you do have people that I verify and I know who they are and I see what they go through, you've got to verify everything. You've got to go here. They have no car. They have an injury that prevents them from working. And I mean serious. And then a child to take care of to boot. And you're going to give thousands of dollars of education over somebody, shut up, D, over somebody who really, really needs it. And that,
well,
and that's a problem.
Look at all the money we're pouring into illegal immigrants that doesn't even go to, you know, we afford them health care, Medicare, we afford them subsidy housing, we offer them all this stuff. And we have Americans who, veterans who are living on the street that we should be taking care of. And we're not, because we want to give it to illegal immigrants coming in this country who don't deserve it.
I agree. We have done
That's
nothing.
That's the thing that makes me mad.
We have done nothing for this border crossing. And now, because there is a law that is in Oregon, I believe it's Oregon, to where they're making it a law to where you can't kick the homeless people out of in front of stores or the other areas.
Get this one. Portland just passed this bill yesterday. The mayor says that the homeless can sue you.
That's right.
If you try to make you move off their property.
Sweetheart.
Where do you think that's going to go? There's going to be more lawsuits filed, and people are not going to be able to get rid of these people.
How are you going to get business? Do they not understand that you're shooting yourselves in the foot? No offense, but they should have never been there to begin with, okay? It was never controlled, and I'm going to tell you, we've had more drugs, we've had more everything. Should have finished the damn wall when it was being put up, and I'm sorry, it should have been put up to help, even if it can't stop at all, it stems at least some of it from coming in. Okay, and then had a proper procedure for a certain amount coming into the country. Okay, Ellis Island did that. I understand, when America, but you're talking a different time. And these are the same people that are saying, oh, well, the Second Amendment and First Amendment are outdated. They're antiques. And I've heard Congress people saying that. So was the border stuff back then. It was completely different than it is today. And you've got mass groups now hauling tail across all South America and everything else because their governments are corrupt and their countries are corrupt and they have gang problems and everything else. And they're, guess what? They're coming to make a home here. We've had some that have killed people that have been kicked out of this country 4 and 5 times and they've wiped out families, okay? Because they know only one thing, criminality. The problem is not every immigrant is a criminal and they could be beneficial to the country. But you still should have a proper way of coming in, making sure that we're preventing. And it's the same thing. You can't bring fruits and vegetables and stuff from other countries into our country because we don't know what that will do to the crops. We don't know what that will do to the rest of our food group. It is the same way with people. We don't know the disease. We don't know the different things going on. And we're inviting in trouble that we could stop and prevent. But we're not doing it because why? It looks good to the America. Oh, our arms are open. Oh, we're this and that. These guys have filled this country with so much distraction, BS distraction, division, and everything else that we're not using common sense. We need to have common sense about these things. And I'm sorry, kids. If you went to college, pay for it. Okay, everybody else had to pay for it, pay for it. Okay, that's why you're gonna go get the job for $100,000 or whatever else, pay for it. Because we sure did. And I'm gonna tell you something. You know what? I was lucky and I only went for a couple years. My father paid for my brothers and you know, whether they paid him back or not, I don't know. Okay, but he did. I didn't have that luxury. My father died. However, I found my own way. I went into the Navy. Okay? I went into the Navy. I had to make it on my own, and that's what I had to do. These kids have to learn. They're not making it on their own. They don't even know what they are. He, she, what, where, we don't know. We have to watch. Pronouns lead our country now because we're afraid to do anything because we don't know what they are. Listen. You want to identify as a cat? Hey, fine. You want to identify as something else? Hey, fine. I don't care. But why must I subject myself into your fantasy world? Why? I mean, we're not having common sense anymore. And these guys go on out and they spend money in the meantime. If we're that short of money, if we're having that much problem, why are we sending billions and billions and billions over to Ukraine?
That's part of the problem. We're covering up Biden's corruption in the Ukraine.
Yeah, but we're picking a fight with China over Taiwan, a country that's going to defend itself for about 5 minutes and then it's over. The Philippines ought to be watching out now. Now Japan is asked to say, get off of, our land. Basically, we're moving it from there over to the Philippines. Nothing good is going to come out of all this. North Korea is upset. The whole world is upset. Sudan, you see, they're in this war. We've got everything going on, and nobody's doing anything about it to help each other. It's so greedy. It's egregious. The whole thing.
Well, every political event is all about money, okay? Who benefits from the war in Ukraine and us sending military equipment over there? It's the people that manufacture the military items. And that's all money sent to the politicians to keep those companies in business so the federal government keep buying from them. And, you know, it's a vicious cycle of, and if you follow, it's the whole point, follow the money. Why are we doing all this stuff? We're lying in somebody's pocket somewhere. And so far from the looks of it, it's the Biden family's.
Yeah. And that's a problem. And here's the thing, and which really, really bothers me. All you kids that want to go to college and you want to get it for free, you go ahead and you keep playing with AI. You keep playing with all these things because guess what? They're going to have your job. Why do they need you if they got a machine that's twice as smart as you because it has access to this information twice as fast as you? That's going to, why? Why would they need you? What a great little concept this has been. And this thing's going to end up coming back to kill us.
Here's what's happened over the years. The lazy people that don't want to work, that can work. If you look at McDonald's for a prime example, McDonald's was a stepping stone for everybody. When I was growing up, you went in there, you learned how to do a job, you learned how to be responsible, and then you went on after that to a more reliable job. It wasn't considered to be a permanent job for the rest of your life. But these kids nowadays, I deserve $15 an hour. Well, no one deserves anything. No one deserves anything but an opportunity. And from that, you know, it's like when I was running for Congress in Texas years ago, I was stopped in this little Dairy Queen. And this is right when the minimum wage was going from $6 to $7 an hour. Okay.
I remember that.
So I'm talking to this young girl in the Dairy Queen and I said, you got to be excited about your raise increase. She goes, no, I'm not. I said, why not? Because I was the last one hired. My boss has already told us he can't afford to have six of us working. Someone's going to have to go because of the new pay increase. And that's going to be me. So I'm going to lose my job because everybody else is going to make a dollar more an hour.
And that's a good point.
And that's what happened across the country. A lot of people didn't realize that. Look what McDonald's has done. They have kiosks now where you go in and you type in your order instead of going up to the counter and ordering like you used to do. There's one person helping you now in most McDonald's. That's after you've placed your order at that little kiosk. So McDonald's figured out, screw these people. I'll cut the staff back and I'll use computers to do it now. And that's what they're doing.
And they still screw it up. They don't ever get the order right.
And they agree.
Yeah, and they want $15 an hour. I mean, Karen, you and I have talked about this before.
The reality of it is now something that I really want to talk about that's just come up is this Bed Bath & Beyond. Their bankruptcy is a sign that buyers got fed up with their management and their mental philosophy and their woke idea. And guess what it did to them? It broke them. Look at Bud Light. You take a look at that. I mean, people are furious about what they're trying to do. You know, they're trying to market to 1% of the less than 1% of the population and forget about the 99% and slap them in the face. Well, people are getting fed up with this stuff.
If you have a daughter or you have a son, okay, nobody wants somebody else coming in and voyeurism and looking at their child changing, okay, because this other person identifies as this. If we're going to have that problem, then make a separate thing. I'm sorry, but
I'm sick. You know, I'm sick and tired of trying to accommodate all these weirdos out there. You know, the problem is it used to be male, female. You got a male bathroom, a female bathroom. That's it. It's not this, could be bathroom or maybe bathroom or we're not sure bathroom. And we're trying to accommodate for all this bizarreness when the amount of people it impacts is less than 1% of the entire population of the world, not of just the United States, but of the world. So here we are. The tail is wagging the dog.
The tail, it is.
And until we stand up through medias like this and through spreading the word on Facebook, we are not going to have an impact on anything.
Listen.
Is it too late to fix this?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think we've already screwed the pooch.
Well, there's always hope. And this is where it starts. It starts in the single person like us getting out there and spreading the word. Okay, let's start boycotting these companies. Okay, this is what's infuriated me lately is Disney, okay? Disney is taking all the classic cartoon shows and switching the character out. I mean, I'm so sick of this. You know, Snow White is now Snow Black, okay? Little Mermaid was a blonde-headed girl that was a mermaid. Now it's a African-American person. I started to watch Peter Pan and Wendy, the new one that just came out. What did I see? The Pixie is now a black girl, okay? Not that I'm saying we should pick on African-American people, but don't change the classics. The classic shows that were always as they were, and now they have to incorporate the stuff in them. You look at the Buzz Lightyear that show that they came out with, that cartoon show, it failed miserably because they were trying to indoctrinate children into lesbian gay relationships.
Oh my God, every movie on Netflix, every single thing on Netflix itself has some type of a relationship that is not boy-girl, but boy-boy, some with boy-girl-boy, some with girl-girl, some with, I mean, it's gotten so far out of hand. And is what it is they're trying to show acceptance of everything of what they believe and what they want. And the problem, that's a problem.
The perverted left is now controlling the left. They want, you know, pedophiles. They say that's now in California, that's a protected class because it's a protected class now.
It's MPA.
If you're a pedophile, you can. That's a protected class. You can't discriminate against them.
It's called MPA. Like, it's what is it? Minorly, MAPS. That's what it is, and it's called minorly attracted persons. You get this? That means as an adult, you could be attracted to little girls, if you're a guy, or little boys, or both. Okay, minorly attracted persons. There's another name for it that I'd like to call it. It's called jail, okay? That's where you should go. And I mean, I'm sorry, but if you think that these children can make a decision about their genders at the age of 8, you are insane.
They're trying to say 5 now. They're trying to change it to 5.
How? How could they possibly do that? Okay. To where they can make some kind of a moral decision on this. Listen, I got to tell you something. I've seen the most immature 18-year-olds this country has ever had. And frankly, you want gun control? I got to tell you, unless you're in the military, in my opinion, or you could prove that you're a hunter and you do it for food, you don't need a gun, okay? And the same thing with alcohol, the same thing with voting. You know why? Because they're too irresponsible, they're too immature, and they make poor decisions all the time, and their brains have been proven not to be developed, you know? So what are we doing? But this is what their base is. They try to get into these children's minds. And we have how many children? Almost 800,000 children disappear every year. Where do you think they're going? Where are these kids going? That there's 800,000, almost a million children disappearing, families getting torn apart. Where are they going? Nobody knows. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody knows. And I'm just telling you, we have too much satanic cult that is going on in this world that I think is a huge, major problem. And it's big money. And somebody's pockets are getting lined. And I, watching this pageant, all I've seen on the internet today is about this pageant. Did you see the costumes these people were wearing? One dude was dressed like a cat. A freaking...
Well, you know, DeSantis in Florida is now taking the steps to bring America, bring Florida back to moral values. The values we had in the 50s and 60s where, you know, you didn't flaunt being gay. You kept it quiet. It was private. It wasn't out there in your face. Drag queens, you know, he's stomping them in the ground now because all they're out there trying to do is convert these little kids and show them sexual deviant behavior to children. And he's saying, no, we're not going to tolerate that anymore.
Without the parents knowing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is absurd that, you know, that anybody thinks they can, you know, treat someone's children and teach them perverted behavior without the parents' knowledge? Are you out of your mind?
Well, that's because you had the president himself say, Jerry, you had the president himself say, they're really not your children. They're our children, collectively, our children. Bull crap. Here's the bottom line, okay? They're not our children. They're my children. You understand? They're my children. I helped bring them into the world. You did not. Therefore, mind your business, okay? You focus on what you need to focus on, which you're not doing a good job at, which is the presidency, okay? Do the world a favor. Don't run again. I agree with Nikki Haley. He'll probably die in office, okay? He obviously doesn't know as the cognitive, he just doesn't, abilities to sit there and run things. He's a puppet. I mean, they're guiding him along the way. And now, of course, if you say anything against them, they're trying to come up with a bill through the Supreme Court. You can't say anything negative about these leaders. Well, that to me is an infringement on the First Amendment. We're supposed to challenge and ask questions to those representing us. That changes everything because the law is ambiguous, right? So now what are we allowed to ask? Well, no, you're arguing with us. You want to know answers, and we really don't like the questions that you're asking. So therefore, you can't ask that question. Or you can be what? Fined? You can be what? Jailed? You can be banned? You could be barred? What? I mean, to me, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The problem is we've given them too much power. They don't work for us. We're working for them, and we need to change it. And I've said this over and over again.
The problem is you can't, okay? You can't.
Why?
And here's the reality of it is, you think everybody goes, well, just vote them out of office. How many people are actually voted out of office that are in there?
None.
First of all, okay, the average congressional seat costs $500,000 to run for. Gerald Ford, when I met him, told me he spent $20,000 to run for Congress. $20,000. Now it's $500,000. And you look at the presidency, it's in the billions. It's absurd. I mean, it's literally absurd how much money you have to run for elected office. So the normal person, the person with common sense out there, the average person, and that was what our Congress was designed to supposedly be. The average working guy being a congressman, not a multimillionaire, because multimillionaires have their own agendas. It's making more money. Where the average citizen wants to make his life better in the community by invoking security, safety, and being able to keep his home. That was what the whole premise was of Congress, was that so you could live free and enjoy your life. Well, now, you know, I had a friend that worked, a guy that worked for me, in his 60s, and he had an investment property, and they kept imposing higher and higher taxes on it. He said, I have to sell that property because I can't afford the taxes. And that's the problem with what America was the goal was it. So at one point in time in your life, you'd be debt free. You'd have your house paid for, and that'd be the end of your cost of living. Well, that's not reality anymore.
Karen, do you believe we're free?
Pardon me?
Karen?
Yes.
Do you think we're free?
You broke up. Do I believe that U.S. is free?
Do you think we're free as citizens? Are we free?
Nope.
No. We are much better off than other countries.
Well, and let me address that as well, Karen, while I'm not to interrupt, but I lived outside the country for 12 years. And the average American person doesn't understand how great this country is. And what benefits we truly have. Now, the ones coming in from foreign countries understand that quite clearly.
But at what cost?
What cost?
Yeah, what cost?
Okay, let me just put it this way. I'm advocating boycotting, and I started this on my Facebook page, any company in the United States that runs an ad in Spanish. Why? Because this is America. When I lived in Latin America, did I ever see a commercial in English? Never. Was I accommodated because I didn't speak the language? Never. I had to learn the language to accommodate and assimilate to another country. I had to follow their rules. I couldn't cross the border without my passport or I'd go straight to jail. Did that company offer me any benefits at all? Not a dime. Did I have any benefits there? None. If I was arrested or prosecuted for anything, I would go to jail, period, regardless. If a citizen of that country said I did something illegal, they wouldn't even check to see if I was innocent. They would just arrest me and figure it out later. That's how different it is in other countries. We have so many rights in America that people forget what the freedom really is. And then they come over here and say, well, we need to change our philosophy to their philosophy from a country they ran from.
So when you talk about all these rights that we have and everything else, and I'm watching them diminish faster and faster, we're sitting here and we're having to accommodate to, first of all, I think a relationship should be private. Okay? You don't put your you know, stuff out there as far as, you know, your conquests or something else. I think it's ridiculous. A point in case was, there's a guy that was on Twitter that said, I dare you to stop me from going into a woman's restroom. You'll end up, and basically he made a threat. You'll end up on your face or whatever his jargon was. And I kept thinking to myself, dude, what is the matter with you? What is the matter with you? And he was dressed like a woman saying this, you know, big woman, okay? But because of whatever reason, he felt the need to dare everybody to stop him or try to stop him. And I thought to myself, first of all, if you really felt the way that you felt, you would be as private as you could be. It wouldn't be important for you to bring it out. But because of all these new groups, which cause diversions and you know, misdirection and everything else, why there's so much other stuff going on they don't want you to see. That's a lot of what this is. It's a game. And Jerry, you told me yourself, they laugh at us on both sides of the aisle because of the different things that they do. So it's a diversion. Hey, we like this.
Well, you know, their goal out there is, I was told this firsthand by two congressmen. Their goal is to distract us. It's the old magician's trick, you know, distract and change, okay? So while we're over here fighting about abortion issues or immigration issues, they're taking money out of the coffer right and left as fast as they can do it and just laughing at us, making a joke of what we think is very serious in our lives. And then do they do anything about it? How long have we been fighting about the abortion issue? How many years has that gone on?
since before Roe versus Wade.
Exactly. And is it ever going to come to a screeching halt? No. Why? Because the press and the Congress want us to be at odds with each other, because the natural inclination is, if I'm fighting for your beliefs, then you need to send me money so I can keep up that fight.
Oh, yeah. And we get that all the time.
That's what people do. And I was told firsthand by two congressmen, it's a standing joke, that the American people are so stupid that we will send money to them to fight for an issue that they're the ones fueling.
So how do we stop it?
One, the reality of it is, quit sending money to politicians. I mean, what better way to kill them than in their pocketbooks? You know, we keep funding these campaigns for these candidates who do nothing for us. Trump is probably the only candidate I've ever given money to. And because I believe he was fighting for what America should be. He was trying to bring to surface the corruptness in the legislature, and bringing to light who the Republicans are and who the Republicans aren't, because God knows we all have rhinos in the Republican Party, and a rhino is Republican in name only. And they vote Democrat. And it's been, you know, you see it all the time that these people switch parties and say, oh, I was a Democrat, now I'm a Republican. All it means is they can get in the Republican Party and modify their votes to be a Democratic vote and be a Trojan horse. Yeah, well, happens all the time.
Manchin's thinking about doing it himself.
Well, Manchin has been actually a pretty good senator until lately.
Well,
I think term limit?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah,
that's a joke. It's the biggest joke in the world. Nobody's going to sign a term limit pledge. I signed a term limit pledge. Okay, there's a guy that I ran against in Texas, Michael Cloud. Good guy. He's a nice guy. I have to admit, he's a good guy. But he promised term limits, two terms. I'm out. He's going on his third term. Promised it. Swore by it. Pushed it. What's he doing? Third term.
Hey, McConnell turned around and he said, we have term limits every time you vote.
Oh, that's a crock.
I know it is. It's an easy out. Oh, yeah, we have term limits. You just vote us out.
And who's going to vote them out with when you've got a ton of money to counter every negative ad that might be out there? How do you kick them out? You can't.
No, they're stuck. And you know, the worst part about it is they don't even call you people. My constituents. I'm not your damn constituent. I'm a person, okay? I am somebody that works, that helps keeping you or vote for you in office. Don't refer to me as some kind of a constituent. I don't care what the word means. I already know what it means, but we are people. The problem is they don't need us. They need our money. That's it. That's all they need is the money. They don't care about you. They don't care about it. They don't care about trans. They don't care about gay. They don't care about black. They don't care about white. They don't care. They care about what you got in your wallet, period. That's it. That's the game.
Oh, totally. That's all they care about.
That's the game. And everybody doesn't see it. And you know what? And when they lose out, it says, thank you, come play again. You know? I mean, so how can we change? Even if we boycott, okay? Even if we boycott these companies, and Bed Bath & Beyond was one, they're going to go. Target's already closing stores. Walmart has getting robbed left and right in Chicago. That riot was ridiculous. And you know what the one girl said on camera? This is our reparations. Your reparations for what? For what? What is exactly your reparations for? For something that happened that was terrible from God knows how many decades and decades and decades ago that affected you? None. But you want your reparations. So what? Oh, take it. Take that TV. Take that thing that you want to take home. And you know what? From now on in, list it as paid in full. Okay? Paid in full.
Well, no, they still want cash. Do you hear what California's doing? Oh, crap.
It's always California.
California is going to do their thing again. I mean, they are absolutely unbelievable what they're going to do. They want to pay these individual people a shitload of money, like almost $1 million each, for their reparation and where they're, you know, where they're entitled to this money.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, it's just,
you know what somebody brought up the other day? I think this is hilarious. Somebody brought up the fact is, you know, our relatives were slaves in Egypt. We should get reparation.
I think we should all get reparations, right?
Exactly. Because at one form or another, one of our family members was a slave. Period.
Here's a little fact for all of you that they don't teach in history anymore, and they don't teach in social studies or anything. Every country at one time or another has invaded the other country. There were slaves. There was everything else going on. Okay, people were killed, wars, everything else. It goes before even biblical was being jotted down. I could tell you, it's been going on forever. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And that's how it's been.
The problem is, nobody cares about that. They just want money, period. They're not willing to, they don't want to work for it. They want it for free. We need to take your money because we're entitled to it. That's the problem. They're running around thinking they're entitled to everything.
Listen, they destroyed those Walmarts. And I'm going to tell you something. They said, oh, this is for our reparations. And I thought to myself, my God, you are a bunch of entitled, selfish little brats. You beat people up. You did that all to justify the criminalistic behavior that you have, that you feel that somebody owes you. That somebody owes you. Never taking into account that most of the people that have come into this country were from other countries that formed this country. So therefore, most of them did not have slaves.
And the reality of it is, who sold those slaves to the white traders? It was their own countrymen. And they don't even think about that. Well, that doesn't count. That my own brother sold my relatives to the slave traders. Oh, that doesn't count. It's just a slave trader that bought them is the responsible party.
But entertaining this stuff, instead of teaching harmony, instead of teaching a better way, entertaining it that there must be some form of punishment. And that's what we're doing. That's what this is saying. There must be some form of punishment. It's going to be in monetary form. And California, by God, they're going to do it. They're broke as hell. But they're going to figure out a way to do it. It's kind of like our government. They're broke as hell. But by God, they want to raise the debt limit so that they can spend more. You don't have it. It's spending your money before you even have it in your hand. It makes absolutely no sense. And the stuff you're spending it on is complete stupidity. You talk about, well, we want peace and this and that, and you're funding a war. You're funding the ending of lives of people and tearing families apart. And it's just not at your front door. That's all. It's just somewhere else where you can't see it. So you're shielded from it. But there are people dying all over there. And we have given billions of dollars. Those billions of dollars could have went to help this country do better things. If they wanted to be a part of something, join NATO. They had that chance. Join NATO. You want to talk and brag about NATO and the allies and everything like that? Had they been in NATO, would this be going on? No, it would not have. Join NATO. There's a solution. But we haven't done that. So now we have taken all this money. without our permission. It's just we've done it. This is what our government does. We're acting in your best interest. The hell you are. How? By doing what you want when you want because you feel good about it, might not be what I want because I don't feel good about it. Because the way you feel, I'm subjected now to changing my lifestyle when your view's different from mine. You frame me for believing in Christ God, and I'm wrong, so much so, you know.
Did you hear where, I think it's, is it Florida that DeSantis is reinstilling the fact of the Ten Commandments back in the schools and the courts again?
He should.
Hey, we're coming up on the hour.
Yep, we are. We are coming up on it. The bottom line is it's not working. The way that this is going is not working. Karen, final thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, final thoughts is we, the American people, need to actively do our research on things. I'll use the Ukrainian war as an example. And the example is that, you know, we had our journalists and the news tell you, you know, poor president of Ukraine, he's been attacked for no reason. And if you do your research on it, he is very corrupt. And well, they get the sympathy of people going that have, you know, that haven't done their research on it.
I don't think we trust the news. I don't trust the news.
Well, let me just put it this way. Okay. Why are we defending Ukraine? It's because that guy had business ties to Biden and Biden's family. And you can very, very well bet Biden's getting kickbacks on all the stuff that's going over. Plus that, simply this, that country was the largest sex trafficking country in the world. And then on top of it, he had 12 bioterrorist chemical plants being manufacturing bioweapons in Ukraine. And that's why Russia invaded it, is to stop those chemical plants that were gene targeting true Russian.
Yeah, gain of function. Oh, we saw how that worked. Well, listen, yep. Folks, we're out of here, and we thank you for tuning in to Take Point 22. Let's hope that none of these cuts result going against the veterans, but we wanted to talk a little bit about our politics here, just to try to get more information out. And whether you agree or disagree, you know what? That's okay. That's opinions are free. But anyway, we wish you the best. We'll catch you guys in 2 weeks. And we thank you for tuning in to Take Point 22 and the Trim Radio Network. Jerry, any thoughts? Last ones?
No. Have a great evening. Karen, you take care. It's nice seeing both of you.
Yeah, she was off quick. I don't know. She might have done that by accident. So, but anyway, okay. we are out of here, folks. And well, let's just
good night.
Let's pray for something better.
Again, and things are starting to get interesting. Don't give me choices, cause I can't decide. My mind is filled with words. I've come to terms with all my insecurities and purities. No friend of mine. And dreaming doesn't do no good, cause I don't wanna lie that I'm okay and I'm alright. I'd rather take it and forget it. Consider this a warning, cause I'll start another fight. You're for the day when you find out too much for you.
explosiveness and with a lesson that I'll never learn. I'll go from bad to worse and later back to better, but I'll never better bridges that I've been to burn. And dreaming doesn't do no good, cause I don't wanna lie that I'm okay and I'm alright. I'd rather take it and forget it. Consider this a warning, cause I